Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
A karate session is in full swing at a Japanese training hall called a dojo in Sydney's north. An experienced black belt teacher is working with 17-year-old Aiden Jacobs, who is studying for stressful final year exams.
Feeling a little nervous. I mean, it's what to expect. If it wasn't for karate, I wouldn't have such a, I guess, resilient mind and calm head all the time.
Karate is an unarmed martial arts and combat skill developed over many centuries in Japan. The empty hand technique takes time and patience to master, says high school and karate teacher Harrison Saito.
I've been training on and off since I was about 11, 12, and I learned from my father, who has been training martial arts actively for 50 years.
Father Kazuo William Saito learned karate as a child, growing up in heavily bombed Japan after World War II.
I was born 1945. Yeah, very dangerous. To survive, I had to be strong.
His son, Harrison Saito, says violent gangs were a constant threat.
He grew up in a really rough area, so he fought a lot, and he used martial arts not as competition, but pure self-defense.
For Mr. Saito, now aged 81, honing childhood survival skills led on to national championship victories. He began teaching in Australia soon after arriving in 1978. Harrison Saito is proud to continue his father's legacy through their martial arts academy, Shinbukan.
I want students to be more clear-minded, see things not as impulse, but more level-headed. I want kids to understand what true courage is. Fear will always be there, but learning how to sit with that uncertainty, bringing yourself to a functional baseline and acting more true to yourself.
According to Australia's National Youth Mental Health Foundation Headspace, almost half of all young people are experiencing high or very high levels of psychological distress. Dr. Brian Moore is a senior lecturer at the University of Wollongong, whose research examines the effects of physical activity on youth mental health.
I conducted a series of randomized controlled trials that examined the impact of martial arts training on secondary school students' resilience and self-efficacy. The studies looked at 283 school students and had an age range of 12 to 14 years. And the results found that martial arts training improved resilience and self-efficacy, so with promoting well-being through physical activity.
Dr. Moore says martial arts can promote a sense of mastery and accomplishment through providing opportunities for self-improvement. It may have broader social benefits too.
Across Australia and globally, government and youth outreach groups use community-focused sports as an intervention to lower juvenile justice crime rates and keep communities safer. Having said that, it's really important that we remember, while martial arts might have mental health benefits, it's not a psychological therapy.
James Bolton has trained in martial arts for more than a year. The 44-year-old works as a project manager in construction and has faced mental health challenges.
There were several burnouts in the last kind of 10 years. Two of those were depressive and one of them was anxiety based. The anxiety one was very much like a panic attack, and that's kind of fogginess of the mind, like someone's hit with a sledgehammer. Your nervous system is all kind of wired, so it's not a great experience at all.
Mr. Bolton says mastering martial arts skills like stance, blocks and kicks is part of the training. But it's also about building the mind.
The person that walked into this dojo a year ago to the person that is here today is almost unrecognizable. I think in terms of physical fitness, state of mind, focus, calm, this stress that has just dissolved out of this body, and the resilience and resistance to taking that stress back on is absolutely rock solid.
For Aidan Jacobs, who has trained for 4 years and dreams of a career in acting, patience is key.
I got a green belt, the black tip, and that just means I know the basics pretty well, and I know how to keep a calm mind and stay focused. I think that at the end goal, it's black belts, but I do realize that it's just how much you grow mentally, and that's been the biggest lesson.
Junko Hao, SBS News.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds, especially if it's more than 5 years old? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.